Just over 20 years ago, at the end of the 90s, a generation of Pacifica dragged the memory of the Dawn raids from under the rug. Pacific creativity broke out into a hive of popularity, declaring an end to national amnesia on the racist immigration policy. And now those behind some of Aotearoa's first art and entertainment inspired by the Dawn raids are reflecting as the government prepares to say sorry. RNZ Pacific Repoata Mariner Whangaiawa Muller reports.
From the recording studio to fashion runway, Pasifika were for the first time speaking out on how the government traumatised communities by invading their homes in the early morning. We now know Oscar Keitley as a jack of many trades, but it was in 1997 that he launched the Dawn Raids production as a young playwright. He says the time was a coming of age.
It was weird that it just wasn't a thing. It was almost like something that was in the national amnesia and best left there. And I think our community was quite happy to not talk about it because it was so awful.
In 1995, Keitley was cast in the play Tsa Tsao Rites of Passage. That play, looking at the effects of immigration, began with real tattooing, live on stage, demonstrating Samoan pe'a.
Kind of period piece that went from the 40s to the 80s, and it was pretty full on at times. And I remember the reporter saying, "Well, can't you guys make happy stories?" In a kind of flippant, casual way, but it was just that attitude of, "Why do you guys need to talk about this stuff?"
Rapper Bill Urale, better known as Kenka Bisi, began his career around the same period. He's performed alongside big names including Janet Jackson, the Beastie Boys and Red Hot Chili Peppers. And it's on the stage, at sold-out venues across the world, that Kenka Bisi referenced the Dawn Raids in his lyricism.
For some reason, I thought I was Māori. And the reason why that was because I had never understood what the word Samoa was. Samoa, you know, we spoke Samoan at home, but until I touched, you know, the motherland, I was able to say, wow, there's heaps of Samoans over here.
Garbisi's critically acclaimed debut album in 2000 was Savage Thoughts, with titles such as Home Invasion and Fix Amnesia. In 2002, he founded streetwear label The Overstayer Clothing Company. His garments sold in Farmers and appeared on the catwalks of Westfield-style Pasifika and New Zealand Fashion Week.
Whatever you create, it represents where you're from, your family, but also your lineage. And, you know, that's what I've tried to do with my music. We've made some iconic songs. And the cool thing is about right now, we still have the potential to make other iconic songs.
When Dawn Raid Entertainment was at its peak, it was home to some of the best-selling Pasifika artists of all time. Mulianga Tele Dani Leo Savai was one of its founders. Also known as Brother D, he named his label Dawn Raid because he himself was raided.
I went through it, and the dogs, the early hours in the morning with the police, you know, banging the house down and taking away my cousin, and all those things happened. And I remember I asked my mum at the time, what had happened, and she just said, "Oh, he's just been here too long."
The Dawn raids may have ended several decades ago, but the way in which Pasifika are viewed in the national psyche is damaged to this day. But Brother D counts himself in a crowd that flipped negative stereotypes on their head.
The one beautiful thing for me in the journey of Dawn Raid was these billboard magazines with the word Dawn Raid in it. Once our music was in the billboard, once again to me, there you go. That's my struggle, that's my fight, that's everything that I believe in.
There are some that still seek an outlet to vent their unresolved trauma. For the past 2 weeks at the Abuse and Care Tatala e Pulonga inquiry, stories continue to expose the Dawn Raid's devastating and ongoing impact. Oscar Keitley says Sunday's formal government apology will provide a chance for all to look at where we came from and where to move forward.
The powers that be have to be prepared to engage meaningfully for that apology to mean anything. But it's still important, and I don't want to go past this point. And I think this is important, rather than go to the, "Oh, but what about this and this needs to happen?" Of course, absolutely, time and place for all that to come out. But I don't want to go past this point.